The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
No, we don't. Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. This is James Kelso, your host, and another live edition of this 6 day a week show. We're on 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., and Monday through Friday. Saturday is my day off, and Sunday we come back with a roar, 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And thank you all for joining us. A special thank you to all you TalkStream livers out there. What a great group you are. Donald Trump is our topic, and the Trump phenomenon. I heard John Stadtmiller, the creator of Republic Broadcasting Network, mentioned that he heard Tucker Carlson mention the Trump phenomenon. Just use that phrase, and I heard it tonight. You referred to the Trump phenomenon. Well, that's I don't know if we got the phrase into currency, but we were the first to create a radio show based entirely on enthusiasm for Donald John Trump. We're a show to throw itself in 100% onto the Trump train, and here we are. Lo, these, what, is it 4 years later? And through all those 4 years, Donald Trump has not on one single day disappointed us. Some days have been more spectacularly wonderful than others, but we've never gone backwards. The train has never moved backwards on the track, always forwards. And such is true of the last 24 hours, so let's get ourselves updated here tonight. You can call in at 800-313-9443 with your thoughts. And, you know, something you may have noticed, just hits me here as I mention such things, as I grow nostalgic and reflect back a little bit on the track we've followed. You'll notice that there, in the early days of the Trump phenomenon, we actually had a number of calls from people who really didn't like Donald Trump and had bad things to say about him. And those calls have gotten fewer and fewer and fewer. And I'm liking that, actually. Now, I don't mind somebody calling in who has a critique of Donald Trump. My main reason for when such calls are welcome is to bat you down. Sorry, but that's what it is. To demonstrate why you're wrong about your skepticism, dislike, abhorrence, whatever it may be, of Donald John Trump, who is, I think, the greatest figure in American history. He is easily the greatest president we've ever had. And he's the greatest in a larger, that's just a subset of the larger set, which is the greatest American who's ever strode the face of the earth. Well, we won't go any further than that, but I could. Let's take a look at the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. It's turned out that our greatest source is regularly the Trump Twitter account. And so let's see what he's put up for us here today. I like this, you know, in the last few days, he's been showing people to the door off of the National Security Council, for example. Apparently 70 people told to get the hell out, you're fired, or, you know, some version thereof, transferred, who cares, whatever, just get him out of the immediate vicinity of the President of the United States so he can do his work. We learned that he's bringing back some of the people who've been his most loyal and his best lieutenants. Hope Hicks, we learned, is coming back today. What a nice development that is. And interestingly, Hope Hicks had gone from the White House to Fox Corporation or Fox News, one or the other, I forget which, as a rather important person, I think a chief financial officer or something pretty important. And now she's coming back to the White House. I like all of that, actually. The president tweets to us today, drain the swamp. We want bad people out of our government. so clear, so direct. Yes, we do. We want bad people out of our government. In the tweet before that one, he commented on one of those people who abhor Donald Trump. And it appears that in the case of mini Mike Bloomberg, that abhorrence is so burning that the man, I take it that he can't sleep at night, that he must be sweating under the sheets and kicking the sheets off and just sweating there on top of his bed, completely unable to sleep, having a panic attack over this man that he hates, Donald Trump. And the two, apparently their rivalry goes back in New York City. I think I recall our president saying, I had to take on Mike Bloomberg numerous times and always beat him. He said the same thing about another New Yorker, Jerry Nadler. It's amazing the lion's den out of which Donald Trump emerged, the people he had to best there on Manhattan. My hometown. Manhattan, born on Fifth, not just born in Manhattan, born on Fifth Avenue, at Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital. Anyway, on a glorious June 8th, 1948. And the best thing about New York City at that time was that over in Queens was living 2-year-old Donald Trump, or almost 2-year-old. Here's what he says. He tweets about Mini Mike Bloomberg today. Mini Mike is a 5'4" mass of dead energy. It's a pretty good shirt. I'm reading this for the first time. So, I love this. It's like a treat. It's like opening a box of chocolates. I hope some of you ladies will be opening some nice boxes of chocolates from your beau tomorrow. Mini Mike is a 5'4" mass of dead energy, who does not want to be on the debate stage with these professional politicians. No boxes, please. Okay, that's a reference to standing on an orange crate. Mini Mike apparently has requested that he be able to stand on a box, as has Amy Klobuchar. And, you know, I think I heard her pronounce her own name Klobuchar. Let me know what you're hearing. When she says her own name, I think she says Klobuchar rather than Klobuchar, the way everybody pronounces her name Klobuchar. Klobuchar, I think, is the way she, anyway, we'll find out. But she was on a box at the last debate. It looked like about 6 inches. They tried to hide it, but you could see it. No boxes, please. He hates crazy Bernie and will, with enough money, possibly stop him. Bernie's people will go nuts. So our president is setting the stage there beautifully for a wild Democrat convention in Milwaukee, something to rival the Chicago convention. Was it 1968, the wild Chicago convention? It's been too many years, I've forgotten. But the Bernie bros, yeah, will go nuts. Here's another tweet from the president. Oh, I just love how he gets out in front of everything. Mini Mike Bloomberg is a loser, all caps, who has money but can't debate and has zero presence. You will see. Now, I like what the president says there. You will see. Because I was about to say, as I read this from the president, I don't know. Really? But you see, Donald Trump knows Mini Mike Bloomberg better than any of us. So he's saying to all of us, you will see. Zero presence. Can't debate. He's a loser. So I believe what our best president and greatest American says. So I'm looking forward to that. And we'll all find that at the next debate, which will be in Las Vegas, coming right up. Is it on the 19th? He reminds me of a tiny version of Jeb Low Energy Bush. But Jeb has more political skill and has treated the black community much better than many. Mr. President, you are having fun, and that really makes my heart glad. He accompanies this with a picture of Donald Trump towering over a group of people and cutting a red ribbon. I'm trying to see what exactly it is. And next to him, this is all photoshopped, of course, is Mini Mike Bloomberg, looking like a not 5'4", but about 4'5". It sailed right over my head. I don't get the reference other than it's funny. I'm not sure exactly what it is. There's an inside joke in there somewhere that maybe will be divulged to us. Let's see here. Here's one that he tweets to us today. This is from Sean Hannity, quoting Sean Hannity, who says, Devin Nunes predicts that more examples of Mueller team misconduct will be revealed in coming weeks. I sure hope so. That's me commenting now. So far, I'll tell you, it's been thin gruel, hasn't it? John Durham, where are the indictments? Please, brother, we beseech thee. Indictments, we need them. And Bill Barr, we need indictments of the people who committed the crimes. Wonderful. Roger Stone, I love. Oh, let's go to Roger Stone for just a second. Let me just interrupt this thought. This was wonderful. I learned this today. Maybe you did too. It turns out, let me try to remember her name, the foreman of the Roger Stone jury. That jury was picked by, using the term loosely, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who looks good looking in her picture that you see online, but is that her high school picture or is that a current picture of Amy Berman? I don't know. But anyway, she did look good at one time. Anyway, she picked this jury. Now, let me try to remember the name of the foreman. No, I couldn't figure out what people were saying all day. They said the foreperson, and I go, foreperson, four. I didn't know what the hell we're talking about, foreperson. I thought, the number four juror? the number four? What's a number four? And then I realized, oh, I see. Right. In the woke era, we can't say foreman. No, it's the four person. Okay. So she's the four person. And her name, let me come up with her name. We try to remember this name. But this woman is a radical, foaming at the mouth, left wing, pro-Obama, anti-Trump, pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, radical Democrat who was made the foreman of the jury by Amy Berman Jackson, who was interviewed by her to qualify her as the foreman, impartial, without bias. Wow, what a screw up by Amy Berman Jackson. This trial, let me try to remember the name of the foreman. And if I don't, it doesn't come back to mind here. Here, let me just search the term. I'll find it, I think, in a second, because this is now, this term is now out there in circulation. Wait, we have to say four person, don't we? Four person. Roger Stone, jury. Let's see what her name is. It'll come right up here. Yes, Tomika. Easy to forget this name, isn't it? How many people do you know named Tomika? Tomika Hart. Oh, she's a good one. Now, she... Okay. Here's what is a challenge for Amy Berman Jackson. By rights, this judge is required to throw out the verdict. Required. The person who was the four person was totally biased, totally vindictive against Roger Stone before the first word was uttered in the trial. Not just a juror, the four person. This verdict is gone, out, finished. And it is the legal requirement of Amy Berman Jackson that she vacate the decision, dismiss Tomika Hart as a four person, reconstitute the jury, and if so desired by the persecutors, not prosecutors, the persecutors at the Justice Department, start de novo with a new trial. If Amy Berman Jackson doesn't do that, she should be removed from the bench forthwith for judicial misconduct, for judicial malfeasance. I'll make up my own terms here. I'm not an attorney. Oh, by the way, interesting. Tomika Hart, as I heard it today, pretends to be an attorney. Oh, she has to lose her law license and go to jail because she lied in her questionnaire to be a juror to Amy Berman Jackson. We're assuming she lied. Maybe she didn't. Maybe Amy Berman Jackson knew what a corrupted, tainted juror Tomika Hart would be, in which case Amy Berman Jackson needs to lose her law license and she needs to go to jail. Maybe both of them need to go to jail and lose their law licenses. But this is a great development. And there's no way around this. And all of this can be appealed. A great moment is on the horizon here for patriots. Be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
Yeah, narrow at the hip. Hey, Donald Trump just keeps growing, 6'6". Hey, you know what? You know, however this whole thing turns out, ladies and gentlemen, and may we all live long enough to really get a good sense as to whether Donald Trump is going to prevail, whether he's actually will have saved our civilization, or whether his will have simply been the most valiant, incredible, glorious attempt at saving our civilization. But just be glad you were alive during this beautiful, beautiful moment. And here, you know, this song doesn't, you know, it wasn't written about this subject and so on, but I love this band, Small Faces. Really great musicians, just young guys, you know, kind of lost, but brilliant artists and brilliant Europeans. And here's some brilliant Western civilization music. It is, folks, what's going on now, whether we win or whether we just gave it a hell of a try, it is.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
Fun in the sun, folks.
At
tell you what I'll do.
What will you?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
We'll touch the sky.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, folks, in our own way, not exactly as these great singers had in mind, this is a high moment for us, and we are touching the sky. It's wonderful. Let's go back to the president's Twitter account. A man who does not smoke, does not drink. The president's tweeting on this subject. I was talking about Tamika Hart. And here's what the president tweets today. I missed this. Now it looks like the foreperson in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias, folks. To say the least, folks, this woman seethes with hatred of all of us. Seethes with hatred of Donald Trump. And of course, what is Roger Stone's crime? What did he do wrong? He did absolutely nothing wrong. No crime. No person was hurt. Nothing was taken, stolen, damaged. No crime. No injury to anybody. The crime of Roger Stone, he supported Donald Trump. He wasn't a key person in the Trump operation. He wasn't even in the Trump operation. He knew Donald Trump. He had talked to Donald Trump. But he was like the rest of us, like me. Sorry to be pretentious about that, but like the rest of us who don't know, who are not inside the Donald Trump organization, but who love Donald Trump and who love his cause. That's all. That's all that Roger Stone was. So for the left, it's really important to destroy Roger Stone, actually physically kill him, because they're the persecutors, the four persecutors who just quit. And that's interesting. They had to get out of Dodge. We'll talk about that in a second. The four persecutors recommended a 9-year sentence for a 67, I believe, year old man in ill health. He would die in prison. So they have to destroy Roger Stone to show that, well, we didn't get Donald Trump, but we got Roger Stone. And that proves we should have gotten Donald Trump, because he obviously did commit a crime. Because look, here's an old man rotting away in prison for these crimes that Donald Trump skated on. But Roger Stone, we got Roger Stone. It's like what Hitler did to, I mentioned yesterday, Erich Maria Remarque, the author of Im Westen nicht Neues, All Quiet on the Western Front, the 1920s book, anti-war book, written by someone who'd fought in the First World War, saw the horror of this war of Europeans against Europeans and said, never, never, no, never, we'll never do this again. He wrote this book, Donald Trump's favorite book, All Quiet on the Western Front. Well, Hitler couldn't get Erich Maria Remarque. He hated Remarque. He wanted him dead by any means. So instead, he had his Gestapo arrest. Remarque had escaped from Germany. Arrest. He went to Switzerland and then America. Arrest his sister. But nothing to do with the book or with nothing to do. But she was related. So they arrested his sister, took her into Rudolph Chrysler's court. 10 minutes later, they cut off her head. Be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name
wasn't Willie Woodrow, and
born and raised in,
no ghetto, or looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, and it's right here. It's right here, folks. And it is all too beautiful. We have a chance to do our thing here. All of us patriots. And, boy, if Donald Trump can lead us to victory and we can win, our descendants long into the future will have a place where they can do their thing. I was explaining here. This is very little known. Nobody knows this. You in this audience, this has been suppressed disinformation by the left. Doesn't want this to be known. Donald Trump's favorite author, Eric Maria, remarked his youngest sister, Elfriede, E-L-F-R-I-E-D-E, Elfriede, his youngest sister, I don't know her, in the same way that the Nazis, who are the left today, they don't give a rat's ass about Roger Stone. He's small potatoes for them, except if they can get at Donald Trump by smashing Roger Stone. Now he becomes very important. It's exactly what happened, what Hitler did with Eric Remarque, Donald Trump's favorite writer, the author of All Quiet on the Western Front, a pro-peace, anti-war book. Anti-war in the sense that we should never, Europeans should never go to war against Europeans, ever. The dumbest, dumbass thing anybody ever did. And in the case of Hitler, the most damaging thing that ever happened to our people, without rival. His war, the most damaging in history to our people. And we're experiencing, by the way, all the bad things we're experiencing right now, or most of them, are repercussions, reverberations from that war. The Tomika Hart being a foreperson on a jury, trying Roger Stone, sentencing to 9 years, that is a reverberation from that war. Hitler had her arrested in 1943 to get at Erich Maria Remarque, who'd gotten out of Germany. He knew he was in danger. She was dragged. I said the name wrong. It's Roland. Roland Freisler was Hitler's personal Volksgerichtshof, that is, people's court judge. And anybody who defied the regime, the tyranny of Germany, would be dragged before the Volksgerichtshof, where they would receive people's justice. What was people's justice? Roland Freisler would rant and rave in front of the poor, hapless accused, who had no rights at all, zero, just like Roger Stone, who was deprived of his freedom of speech by the Nazi Amy Berman Jackson. Nazi in the sense that she's doing the same thing as Roland Freisler. The analogy, making an analogy there of her behavior. Depriving Roger Stone today does not have his First Amendment. He's been barred from speaking by the judge. So he dragged in front of the judge, no rights, nothing. And then they had a guillotine right outside his courtroom, and the person would be lucky to be alive 30 minutes after they left Roland Freisler's courtroom. And here's what he said. Here's what Roland Freisler said to Elfriede Scholtz. Elfriede, her maiden name must have been Remarque, like her brother. He said to her, Ihr Bruder ist uns leider entwischt. Your brother is unfortunately beyond our reach. Sie aber werden uns nicht entwischen. You, however, will not escape us. So this is what the communists did. This is what Lavrenti Beria did in the Lubyanka prison. Get the family if you can't get the actual person. And get Roger Stone if you can't get Donald Trump. For the left, this is the way they behave. This is the way these evil people. Well, what did the president just tweet today? We want to get bad people out of our government. Well, bad people like this have behaved like this evilly. Bad people, evil people have behaved in an evil way. What? As long as we've been people. As long as there have been people. This variety apparently has existed. And they will always be with us. Anyway, so let's go over to the president's tweets. These are so brilliant. Now it looks like the foreperson in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias. Add that to everything else, and this is not looking good for the, I love this, oh, folks, this is worth the price of admission, whatever you paid to get into this show. You just got your full value here. The president puts in air quotes, they call them now, ironic quotes. He puts in, this is not looking good for the, quote, justice, unquote, department. Bingo, Mr. President. Home run, Babe Ruth. Home run, Lou Gehrig. Way to go, New York Yankees. Over the center field fence. That's exactly how that has to be portrayed. The Justice Department with ironic quotes around it. It is not any damned Justice Department. There is no justice at the Justice Department. The enemy took that department over. Bill Barr is trying to be, you know, put on at the top, but he's in charge of thousands of corrupt, evil people like Amy Berman Jackson and like the four persecutors. And what did they do? They just quit this week. They quit. Why did they quit? I'll tell you why they quit. They had to get out of Dodge. They know dirt about this trial. Did those four persecutors, so-called federal prosecutors, did these pukes know that Tamika Hart was a radical left-wing activist? Did they know that? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Which means they have to lose their law licenses and they have to go to prison, because that is worse than malfeasance. That is criminal behavior. To be a prosecutor, to know that the four person is in fact part of a conspiracy, is in fact a left-wing operative, that's a crime by those federal prosecutors. That's why they quit. They didn't quit in protest. Bullshit. They quit because they got to get out of Dodge. And that's the least of it, probably. They know other things. The Roger Stone case is dirty. As the president says, we're dealing here with what? Dirty cops. Dirty cops. Generations, make sure your grandchildren hear that. That the president of the United States said, folks, this Justice Department is dirty. When he says dirty cops, he's not talking about one corrupted cop somewhere in Podunk. Dirty cops, he's talking about John Brennan, the director of the CIA. He's talking about James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence. He's talking about James Comey, the director of the FBI. He's talking about Peter Strzok, the assistant director for counterintelligence. He's talking about Andrew McCabe, the assistant director. He's talking about his lead attorney, Lisa Page. All of them, dirty, dirty, filthy, dirty cops. And you do not live in a free country if it is run by dirty cops. And that's why they have to destroy Roger Stone. Put him in he's been in solitary confinement thanks to Amy Berman Jackson. Removing his freedom of speech. He did not, and this is in a 9 years in prison. This same type of judge puts rapists, the average sentence for a rapist is 4 years. Murderers get less than 9 years. Multiple murderers get less than 9 years. Roger Stone didn't do anything wrong. Nothing. Oh. He went before the Schiff committee? This piece of Schiff, he went before somebody and they had information, you know, through their eavesdropping, through their illegal wiretapping, made possible by the dirty FISA court, dirty cops, more dirty judges, all of them, the whole FISA court, dirty cops. That's the president's word. They rubber stamped the signed applications of the dirty cop, Rod, the rat, Rosenstein, and all the other dirty cops like James Comey. But they knew they had some information concerning Roger Stone. So then in what a classic setup, exactly what they did to General Mike Flynn, they then interview the person under oath, and they don't have to even tell you it's under oath, because whenever you talk to these dirty cops, it's under oath. You better know that. And when Assistant Director Andrew McCabe tells you, if you're General Flynn, General Flynn, he tells you, you don't need an attorney. Flynn calls up McCabe. Do I need an attorney? No, you don't need an attorney. We're just sending a couple of the boys over there to, you know, they want to talk to you. Shoot the bull. Yeah, bullshit. He sent Peter Strzok over there to do a hit on General Mike Flynn. Why? Why Mike Flynn? Because Mike Flynn had been, he was about to expose the dirty cops in the so-called intelligence community. He was, in fact, the director of Army Intelligence. Let me look Mike Flynn up, get his bio up here. But Roger Stone told a story, they said, did you do this on such and such a day? Mr. Stone, where were you? Were you on the street corner of 4th and Grand on the night of blah, blah, blah? And Roger Stone said, no, I was something. He said something. He contradicted some piece of information that they had. Oh, now you're a liar. You just lied to federal interrogators. Or you just lied to the U.S. government. Oh, you go straight to hell. You just told a lie. Oh, come on. Get off my leg. Are you kidding? That's a crime? That's like a cop pulls you over and he says, Mr. Jones, did you have your seatbelt on? What are you supposed to say? And if you lie, oh, yes, I did, officer. Now you go to prison for lying to a police officer? That's what this amounts to. That's exactly what this is. Did you have your seatbelt on, Mr. Kelso? Yes, I did, officer. Oh, no, we've got a picture of you with it off. You're going to prison for 9 years. That's exactly what the Roger Stone case is. Nothing more than that. He didn't hurt us. He didn't hurt a flea. What he did was less dangerous than me not putting my seatbelt on. All right, so now, pretty soon I'm going to get excited. Let's look at some more of these incredible tweets from the president. And by the way, let me just, these are so great. I haven't even read through all of them. There's this one on this is not looking good for the quote justice unquote department. Now remember, this is the president of the United States saying this. What is he saying when he puts the word justice in ironic quotes? He's saying it's not, there's no justice there. It's corrupt. It's dirty cops. My God, what a man of courage to say that. My God, what a miracle that he's alive, that they haven't shot him, that they haven't found some way to give him a heart attack or a stroke. This man is amazing, the courage that he has. And as a father, it's redoubly and doubly brave because he's not a single man who only has to worry about his own well-being. This is a man of incredible, incredible character. Let's see what else. Let's see if there's a new tweet here. Ah, we are so lucky to live in this at this moment. Here's one. Here's one of these SOBs, John Kelly. What a piece of work. And these people, see, the president is finally, the picture has fully formed for him. We want bad people out of our government. Here's a bad person he let in. He probably thought, somewhat naively, that some of these pukes from the Bush administration and other pukes could be rehabilitated. And they probably sat down in the office with the president while they were begging for a job, like Mitt Romney, who was begging, crawling around on the floor, barking, crawling to be Secretary of State. They probably lied like a rug as they crawled around on the Oval Office rug. So John Kelly probably did that. And he says, here's what the president says today. When I terminated John Kelly, now John Kelly's out there, bad-mouthing Donald Trump. What kind of a person does that? Serves as is given the honor of having a high position for a president. Then goes out and bad-mouths him all over TV. What kind of a puke is that? A general? Remember, to be a general now, the qualifications, Mike Flynn was an exception. The qualification is you have to be a politically correct puke to be promoted from colonel up to general. You're not making it past that if you are in any way a patriot. So when I terminated John Kelly, which I couldn't do fast enough, he knew full well that he was way over his head. Being chief of staff just wasn't for him. He came in with a bang, went out with a whimper, but like so many exes, he misses the action and just can't keep his mouth shut. That's great. I love that. Which he, Kelly, actually has a military and legal obligation to do. His incredible wife, Karen, who I have a lot of respect for, once pulled me aside and said strongly that, quote, John respects you greatly. When we are no longer here, he will only speak well of you, unquote. Where are you going to get stuff like that except from Donald Trump? That is so beautiful. And then the president's one-word summary after quoting John Kelly's wife. Wrong. Wrong! Exclamation mark. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking I've gone off over to the other side. I'm in heaven now. This is so beautiful. This isn't really happening on Earth, but it is this amazing moment that we're all having. Oh my goodness. Let me just remind you more good news of the upcoming schedule of beautiful things that are about to happen. And then we'll take a look at Breitbart if we can get a chance here. Let's go to DonaldTrump.com. No, Donald J. Trump. Sorry. DonaldJTrump.com. And just I'll refresh your memory of these events coming up. Phoenix coming right up. And after Phoenix. Boy, if you live in the Phoenix area, you have no excuse. You got to be there. Let's see. How did I get that? I clicked on the wrong button. Here it is. Phoenix and then Colorado Springs. February 19th and February 20th. And this Democrat debate coming up. Oh, this is going to be one hell of a hoot, folks. Oh, my gosh, in Las Vegas. All right, let me get this information back for you. I should pin this up on the wall so I don't have to do this to you and punish you with me searching for these things. Here we go. Let's see here. Recall this for you. Here they are, the next debate coming up. Demon rat dumpster fire debacle is February 19th. So that's the day the president's going to be, the same day he's going to be in Phoenix. Oh, just down the road. Phoenix is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Vegas. Oh, I mean, Phoenix people will be, there will be people from Phoenix at the, well, no, there will be people from Las Vegas at the president's Phoenix rally. And there will be demon rats from Phoenix who will be at the demon rat debate. Those towns are close enough. February 19th in Las Vegas. And can you imagine how beautiful this is going to be? All these people, I want to leave you with this this good, victorious feeling, as Johnny Cash sang. And Daddy, who's Gene Autry? I want you to always to leave the picture theater show with a good, victorious feeling. Can you imagine how beautiful this debate's going to be when we have Bloomberg savaging Sanders? Well, all of them savaging each other. It's going to be a flamethrower, circular flamethrower event. Let's do this. Let me just grab this for you here real quickly. Oh my goodness. Yes. We are so lucky to live at this time. And this is, I don't think I'm going to find the right point in the lyrics for this, but this is what I owe you in every show.
Brave. Seven.
In every show, I owe you this. This is Johnny Cash.
Whoopee-tie-yi-yo,
in the saddle again.
My little boy said,
Daddy, who's Gene Autry?
His old movie was coming on TV. And I said, let me tell you about him, son. And I took him upon my knee. Why, when I was a little boy about your size, and just about every Saturday night, when I could scrape up a dime for the movies, and when my daddy said, all right, I'd be right downtown at the picture show, like everybody else that could.
All of us.
To see a handsome man on a big fine stallion going about doing good, singing whoopee tie yi yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again.
November 3rd.
Whoopee tie yi hey, let him go on his way, back in the saddle again. Why, he could ride his horse and play his guitar and sing all at the same time. And I was riding right along there beside him on that broomstick pony of mine. And you know, his pistol never ran out of bullets when the bad guys had to be stopped. And somehow his bullets never drew any blood, but the bad guys dropped when he shot them. Yeah. Old Gene was the image of justice and goodness and purity. And in the eyes of a poor little country boy, he made the world look better to me. Singing whoopee tie, I go, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again.
November 3rd.
Whoopee tie, I go. Let him go on his way, back in the saddle again.
Here's what I owe you.
And you know the way he rescued the rancher's daughter, it sent a thrill right up the aisle. And the ending would always send us home with a good, victorious smile. Now you ask me who's Gene Autry? Well, son, go ahead and watch the show. And then...
Yes, I've got to leave you with that good, victorious smile. And we'll do it again tomorrow night. See you here in the Trump Clubhouse. Whoopee tie IA. See you tomorrow night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.